All right. Thank you for listening again to Sidetrack City. I assume this isn't the first episode you've listened to, so I'm not going to summarize what it's about. I think we'll save a lot of time that way. That's a pretty good idea. So, I'm at the park again. This time the sun has set, and I should take a picture. If I do that right now, I'll get distracted, and I'm just starting this thing, so I don't want to get distracted just yet. If I run out of things to say or something, then I'll maybe stop and take a picture, something like that. But anyway, last week I mentioned that I didn't want to be all serious and stuff, and I don't. But maybe I want to just at the beginning of episodes, maybe I just want to briefly state my opinion on a couple things and then just move on, like not get into detail about it, anything like that, but maybe just, I don't know, share my crappy opinion or good opinion, whatever. Because I mean, there's a lot of opinions out there. That's the thing. I feel like maybe nobody wants to hear it. Another one. Anyway, this past couple days, it's been like, I guess it's a pretty good thing that a lot of people have come forward and shared that they have gone through some form of abuse in their life. And if I just said, I guess it's a good thing, I'm not saying it might not be. I'm saying I admire everybody that came forward and shared that to, you know, to help others realize that they're not alone. So that's really, that's good. I'm glad. And I feel really terrible for them, for whatever they've gone through. Anybody that's gone through personal abuse of any kind. So I admire you, all of you who came forward with that. It's too bad, you know, that kind of thing has happened and continues to happen. So I'm sure that by all of everybody that came forward, I think that's gonna make a big difference, I think. I think people realize that they're not free to do things as they please, that there's consequences, you know? There's a lot of, solidarity out there. And so, I don't know, I think it's good. So, another thing that's, happened recently that I feel like I want to mention is, unfortunately, John Dunsworth passed away yesterday. And that is really sad. It really hit home last night when I read about it. And he was, if you don't know, he was Mr. Leahy on Trailer Park Boys. He was really funny. Really funny. And a good person, too. I'm just saying, I feel terrible for his family and all the fans of Trailer Park Boys, because it's not going to be the same. And there are two Canada geese that agree. So I'm not going to talk about anything else as far as the news or anything like that. I'm not just going to transfer into silly mode or anything like that. As if I'm silly. Anyway, I've got kind of a monotone voice. I don't know that anybody would use the word silly to describe me anyway. But just to get back into whatever my podcast episodes usually are. I'm sitting here and it's getting dark, actually. It's pretty dark. I should probably go soon. But first I'll just quickly, go through the past, few days. Whatever I'm going to talk about now is probably going to be just what's going on with me, right now. So, right now there's a couple people walking towards, my car, and they're going to wonder why there's this person sitting here alone talking to himself. And I'm just going to play it off as if I'm talking on the phone. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So, yeah, so I'll be home soon. I'll be home really soon. I'm just, I don't want to leave yet. So I'm not going to. Alright, that was probably worse than anything that they were, because I know they were listening. I know they were. They probably still are. They got good hearing. But the good news is that the only car that's close to here is going to be gone soon. The rest are kind of far away. Alright, that was great. So, this past weekend was a lot of fun. We got to hang out with Julie and I, that is. Got to hang out with somebody. Because, and that's almost always fun. Zoltan was in town. That was great. I love it when he comes into town for comedy, which is every 6 months since we've moved here. He's worked at the comedy bar and other places. So that was fun. Is that all I'm going to say? No, it was cool. Because the last couple times, I went and we hung out. We'd go to his shows and hang out. And this time, I weaseled my way into doing a guest spot on one of his shows. I don't know why I asked. I just thought it would be fun to do another show. Because it's been a while. But anyway, so I got to do a spot at the comedy bar, and I did 6 minutes. Yeah, I did okay. I did okay. Yeah. But you know, it's just another reminder that I should work on my comedy a bit. I hope you appreciate the honesty on this podcast. I like to be a genuine person. So, of all things, if I could just choose one thing, that would be it. To be genuine. So, if I don't do a good job, I'm going to tell you. I did an okay job. If I didn't do an okay job, I would tell you. But I just have these moments when I'm on stage and I get too honest. Maybe that's my problem. I'm too honest, but I don't have enough funny jokes that are also honest. So if I'm not sure if I've gone over my time or not, which is my fault, then I shouldn't just say things that are just popping up into my head. I should have like more of an arsenal of like 10 second things to say just to get out of a bind, you know? But anyway, there's my honest assessment of my 6 minutes there at the comedy bar. I hope you enjoyed my assessment. But hanging out with Zoltan was more fun. I mean, both things were fun. But anyway, so yeah, we were driving around. We took him to our favorite brewery that's On Tour Brewing. It was pretty packed. There was a band of people playing blues music, bluegrass. That's bluegrass music, and that was after we were driving around. We were on a mission though. We wanted to go to a specific place, and we were driving to a specific place, Julie mentioned that. she goes, hey, did you know that your video has like 80,000 views? And then he said, and it wasn't in a any kind of wrong way or something. He said 80,000 views. It's got 80,000 shares. It's got 5 million views. He said it in the best way possible. I was like, what? And so like, he's going viral and acting the same as always. Pretty cool. I was super impressed. I don't know. He's a really nice guy. Totally nice guy. And you should check out his comedy. I've been saying it for a while, and you should do it. Just do it. Go to Zoltan Comedy. And I don't care what anybody thinks about how it sounds. I'm plugging my friend's Facebook page and his comedy in general. So so you think whatever you want of that. You want to laugh, go check it out. Okay? I don't know why I just get mad at hypothetical people that don't even exist commenting in their head on something I said, you know? It's just that there is this stigma of if you're being nice or saying something nice about someone, it just seems like, I don't know, people take it the wrong way or something. So, anyway, yeah, as soon as he mentioned that, I think that's when we pulled up to White Castle. That was our destination, because he hadn't had a White Castle. I don't remember how long he said it had been, but I go there late at night after open mics, because it's open, and it seems like a good idea at the time. It usually does seem like a good idea at the time, and then it's easy to order more than what you should have. So, anyway, it was a fun weekend. Always good to see good friends from anywhere, but from far away, it's nice to have that happen. And then the factory thing happened again. Let's see, I guess I should get... I mean, I think I'm the last car here, actually. No, there's one other car. That's probably who's going to kill me later. So I should probably wrap it up. Oh, there's two cars. Okay, good. They're waiting for that. One of those cars is waiting for there to only be one car left, and that's when the Forest Preserve murders happen. I'm just kidding. There aren't any. They don't happen. There are no murders at the Forest Preserve. Anyway, even if I had like a list of topics or anything, which I haven't in quite some time, even if I did, it'd be too dark to do it. I'm recording this at the park while the weather is still nice, because it's gonna start to get cold, and then I'll have to figure out something else or just record while driving again, which is. It's not the greatest idea. It's not. I guess I'll take a picture of the silhouette at this point. Maybe that'll be the... I can multitask. Maybe that'll be the picture for the episode. Probably not. But maybe. It's a pretty nice picture. I like that. I like the way that looks. Okay, so let me give out an award, just like I said I was going to. This award actually was just earned about an hour ago. Yeah, there's someone with a flashlight looking at my car. I'll just wrap this up. This award... Wow, I guess you would need a flashlight to get to your car in this... So anyway, I was at Target and just doing some harmless shopping. And so first of all, the award that I'm going to give out is it's the rudest person in Illinois this week. That's the award. Because there's so many contenders. We'll see where this person lands when I do the finale at the end of the year of the rudest person in Illinois for 2017. But here's a contender in advance, because it just happened. I was in Target shopping for some spaghetti sauce, and I wanted some cereal and a couple other things. Anyway, I was just in the spaghetti aisle, minding my own business, being a nice person, and hear this little voice, and it says, "There's a bad man," and that's not how she sounded, but that's what she said. And I heard it. I wasn't even listening to anything. But I heard that. I'm like, what? It's a weird thing to hear. And I wasn't sure if that's what I heard. But then she said it again. "There's a bad man." And her mom said, "No." And I looked over. And this person must have been about 2 years old. These might have been her first words, honestly. And she was looking at me. And then she smiled. And I was like, how are you going to smile at me after saying something like that? And plus, why would you think that? I'm dressed nice. I'm wearing a cardigan today. I don't always do that. I mean, there was nothing I was doing that was wrong. I mean, I didn't shave for a few days. Maybe that's it. But I went to the factory today. I call the Monday through Friday the factory. That's the easiest way to do it. But I mean, honestly, I'm dressed nice. I've got tennis shoes and jeans and a nice shirt with palm trees on it and a cardigan. I'm harmless. I'm a good person. I'm not a bad man. Like what? So anyway, that was rude. So that 2-year-old girl gets the award for the week of the rudest. And I understand when you're that age, you just say whatever. I get it. But it was rude. So both things are true. Anyway, I am going to wrap this up because there is only one car left and the person is walking to their car. And that's just the award for the week. That's not for the year. And there's no trophy to give out. I am a good person. I'm nice. I am. I have respect for women. But you know, right after that, immediately after that, I was, I got my spaghetti sauce, and I was pushing my cart towards the where you go to check out, and there was a tie between me and a different woman with different kids. I mean, she had about 4 kids in her cart, all around her cart. It was sort of a tie. I was there first, but it wasn't even a question. I let her go in front of me. It wasn't even close. It wasn't a tie. I was closer for sure, but it wasn't even to the point where it was like a question. It was just, I let her go in front of me. And she smiled. Kind of like the rude girl smiled, but this is a different, there's so many different kinds of smiles. This wasn't really a smile. This was a smirk. Like, I know that I just got to go in front of you because I'm a woman. I know it. And I'm going to sort of smirk. So that was, it just kind of, in that couple of minutes right there, it sort of felt like all women hated men and hated me, too, at the same time. Even though I'm nice. That's what it felt like. And it could be that I perceived it wrong, too. That's possible. Anyway, I'll talk to you next week about, I don't know what, but I do have a show coming up. It is on Thursday, October, don't have a calendar. It's this Thursday at 7:30 at the Rock House in Wilmette. It's going to be, I'm doing 10 minutes, and I've never been there before, but I hear that it gets a lot of people showing up every month, so it's a free show. So if you want to go check it out. You can get the details if you go to stuartswanson.com, and the information's there. So if you go or don't go, that's fine. Anyway, thought I'd let you know, and then yeah, I'll talk to you next week.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Hey, you guys is real nice for sitting there and listening to us.